Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis. Shabbos, Chaf Beis, we are on Chaf Aleph on Beis. And today's Gaf gets us into some of the major sugyas of Masechta Shabbos, major yesodos that we've already touched on, but it brings them up as we will see. So first we're on the middle of Chaf Aleph on Beis, a couple of lines before the Mishnah. So we're still talking about the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. If one has a little beged and one rolled it up and you could use it for a wick, but you didn't singe it yet, so does it still have the status of a beged? Or it no longer is a beged and therefore it's not makabel tuma, and then you aren't going to change its status by doing anything more, so then it will be better. But if it still has the status of a beged, so then it will be worse in order to change it. And that was the issue of nasa kimitar kelim b'shabbos. That was the issue that we saw. So the Rabbi Akiva said it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva said it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva says tahora, one is allowed to use it, meaning when you roll it up, it is no longer mekabel tuma. Therefore, you're not changing anything when you start burning it. And umalikinba, therefore you're allowed to light it because you're not doing anything wrong. So the Gemara just adds to that, lo sof davar tahora. Not only does Rabbi Akiva say this by a beged that originally wasn't makabel tuma, lafilu tumeya, right? Even if a beged was already makabel tuma, and now Rabbi Akiva says you're even allowed to do that, you're allowed to use that, and even though it's going to change status on Shabbos, it's okay. Why? Because after all, begin Rav. Because after all, he was like Rav. The Rav Amar Masikin Bekelim and Masikin B'Shivrei Kelim. Because after all, like Shitas Rav, again, Rav was early Amora. But the shita of Rav, and that is, you're allowed to fuel, let's say you want to put in for fuel, to use kalim, even though a kli that's going to burn, an earthenware kli, it's going to break, so you're allowed to be masig, you're allowed to heat with kalim, even though it's going to break and therefore not be makabel tuma anymore, even though you're allowed to be masig, heat b'shivrei kalim. Why? Because that's an issue of muksa. But just the issue of changing the status of going from makabel tuma to not makabel tuma is not a problem. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva's heter in the Mishnah is more wide-ranging than we might have thought. Okay, so that finishes up that discussion. New Mishnah, Alach Adalat, says the Mishnah. Lo yikav adam shvel shel beitza v'malena shemen. We're familiar with all these Mishnayos. We just usually say them and don't learn them. So now it's time for us to learn them. A person should not take a shell of an egg, fill it with oil, in the days of old, the little lanterns, the little lamps that they had a little filled with oil and a little wick coming out. So what if you have above that, you have another container with a hole and the oil is dripping in? And maybe your little lamp is not big enough to have so much oil in it. So you have another a reservoir of oil that's dripping in. Says the Tanakhama here, you're not allowed to set that up before Shabbos. Now let us set up this reservoir, this extra container dripping in. Even if it's earthenware, which means that, what's going to be the issue? There's going to be two reasons of the Gemara. But the second one, the one that's more well known, is that we're worried that you might come take out some of the oil. If you take out some of the oil, because you won't see it's part of the candle, you won't remember, it's in this extra reservoir. So if you use that, it's gonna cause it to go out earlier. It's going to be kibui. It's going to be extinguishing. But you might say, if it's made out of cheres, it's totally disgusting and putrid, you're not going to use that oil. No, it's usur. Even if it's cheres and there's less of a chshash that you might take some out, still it's usur according to the Tanakhama. For Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about either of the two reasons that we'll see in the Gemara. Im chibra hayotze mitchila mutter. But if you connected it somehow, right, it's not two separate containers, but if you were machaber it somehow, then there's no chash. Number one. Number two, similarly, lo yimale adam asakara shemen v'yitena b'sad hader, right? If it's not above, if it's next to it. Let's say you have one lamp and then next to it another lamp and you have a wick going through from one to the other. So again, that's not allowed. V'yitena b'sad hader v'yitena b'sad hader v'yitena b'sad hader v'yitena b'sad hader. You can't do that because so that it draws the oil from the other container, seemingly for the same reason. It has two different cases, right? One is just a little above where it's going to drip in. And the other one, even if it's connected through the wick, still, it is not allowed. Rabbi Yehuda Matir to Rabbi Yehuda isn't gozer in this case. So says the Gemara. Lo yikav adam shvel shel beitza. Lama. What's the reason? Why is this? What is the Tanakhama worried about? Again, this parak is all about what you're not allowed to do. Again, we didn't mention a word explicitly in these Mishnayos about the mitzvah of alakas neir Shabbos. That's not mentioned. This is also about lighting candles. Because in the days of old, that's what they did before Shabbos. You had to set up all your candles that you're going to use for Shabbos. So that, as the Rashba said, I think at the beginning of the parak, this applies to both. Both the candles that you're going to use for light and also the halakhas of Shabbos. So why wouldn't you be able to set up this contraption? So lama, two reasons in the Gemara. Number one, brings us back to something we discussed in the first parak. Mishum shlo huschal b'chol tipa v'tipa. Maybe there's a din, according to the Tanakhama here, you're not allowed to set something up that malacha is going to start on Shabbos. And therefore here, maybe we don't view the oil that's in the top, that's dripping in, when you light the bottom, we don't view it as the top being lit yet. And therefore when that starts dripping in, you are starting a new malacha with that oil. And that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We spoke about this in Beishamai a little bit in the first parak. But maybe that's the issue here. Because it'll be as view as though you started to set up a malacha. Shalo huschal b'chol tipa v'tipa. Kind of like a Shabbos clock. Right? But it's, right? You're not allowed to do that, says the first day. First day of the Gemara. Or the second day, O Shema Yishchaf Yara. Right? Or, no, the chashash is that you might, because it's a separate kli, you might forget and take some out because you need some oil for some other reason, and if you take some out, so that will be a problem of mechabe, of extinguishing, because it's going to go out quicker because you took out the oil. Ma nafik mi b'neil, what's the nafkamina between these two? Hahein zakuka diklon. If the top container is in a palm which is totally enclosed container, and you can't take anything out. Can't take anything out from it because it's totally enclosed. So in Tamar Mishim Shlo Huskal B'chol Tipa, if the issue is reason one, because the malacha didn't start yet, Ari Lo Huskal B'chol Tipa, so it didn't start yet, therefore this would be usher, even in the palm container. In Tamar Shem Yishav Yera, but if the issue is you might come to take some out yourself, you might forget, Ari Eno Shokech Amara, here you're not going to forget because it's blocked off. You can't take any out, and therefore it's going to be allowed. Period. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Eretz Tzvi is Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frum of the Kasha Klever. He was a Rav. He was killed in the Holocaust, and he was a Rebbe in Chachmi Lublin with Rav Meir Shapiro. So he has in Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Tes Beinyan Imutur Laharich BeErev Shabbos Michona Shetidalek BeShabbos Kodesh VYischamim Watavshilin. Could you have a Shabbos clock on where somebody's going to heat up on Shabbos and then going to cook your food? Right. This was the original, one of the original Shabbos clock tshuvas. Imutar la'arich b'erev Shabbos kli shehim nif'ar b'Shabbos kodesh eish ha'elektri v'yechubamu hatavshin b'shavshilin b'sha'alav. So he goes through all of these, the sugya about is it pashtus, it'll be a derabanan, because as we said, you're not doing an act on Shabbos. So is this a design of Shabbos? This is Avshamilsa, as we spoke about. Machines making noise. This isn't making noise. It's just like, are people going to be choshesh that you turn it on Shabbos? He goes through all of the original issues. But in one of the paragraphs, he says, look in Yerushalmi in the second paragraph in Shabbos. He says, look in Yerushalmi. He says, look, you have this issue of maschil melacha, setting up a system where there's going to be maschil melacha. So is it clear in our Yerushalmi what reason we end with Lamaskana? And this seems like he quotes, maybe this is a Beis Shammai type of reason that we have in the first parak. So he goes back and forth. The Minhag Olam is to use Shabbos clocks. But that's the, one of the original tshuvas about this. You know, he quotes our Yerushalmi. So again, the Nafka Mina is we're a case, the two reasons for our Bishnah. And the Nafka Mina is if it's an enclosed container that would never be taken from. Good. Says the Gemara, as if you have a tashma, right? The Yerushalmi doesn't say tashma, it's the tachazi. But the next line of the Gemara, the Gemara quotes the next line of the Mishnah. Im chibra hayotzer mitchila mutter. What was the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if you connected them to each other, so then it's okay, because it's one kli. So, the Gemara assumes, if the chash is number two, then it makes sense, because you're going to see it's all one kli, and therefore you're not going to forget. You're going to see it's all connected. But if it's reason number one, that the oil in the top didn't start burning yet, so isn't that still a problem? Even if you connect the kalim, it's not dripped in yet, so isn't that still going to be an issue? The Gemara says no. Shanyehi, shikulechad. No, once you connect it, it's all called one. And it's viewed as if the malacha started on everything. Malacha started on on all. And therefore, there's no problem. There's no problem. Good. Next. What about the Braisa? There's a Braisa that says, Ela im chibra besid o begifsis. Right? Only if you, what if they're, you did not make them into one kli, but you connected them with some type of lime or other type of material, but it's still two kalim, but you have like this little connection between them. The Braisa says that's also okay. So again, then it's two kalim, but you know, it's fine. You might remember because you're going to see the attachment, but according to the first reason that it's all based on one, this is not one kli. So you can say that the malacha started. There's no answer to that question. But again, you might say, you might have answered that it's still also called one if it's attached even a little bit. So it's not the strongest of questions, as the, we know from elsewhere, there are different levels of questions that are left unanswered in the Gemara. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basra that says there's a difference between when the Gemara says kushya or tiufta. When it says kushya, it's a question, but you can figure out an answer. Well, sometimes the Gemara, the Rishonim, add in the answer. Tiufta is a stronger question. Tiufta means a knockout. And it's much harder, and generally, we wouldn't paskin like a tiufta. A sheet that was knocked out by a tiufta, that we don't paskin. That's not 100%. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama in the first parak where the Gemara says, tiufta v'alacha, and right after it's tiufta, that we paskin that way. But that's in general. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, we just spoke about the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Isser? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is not choshesh. So he obviously doesn't hold of either of the reasons. So the Gemara is assuming, according to the second reason, you understand that he's not worried you're going to forget. He's not worried. What about the first reason? What are the first reason that it's all, the malacha hasn't started yet? So does Rabbi Yehuda have an answer to that issue? That's a more fundamental reason to say that he's not worried that you're going to take some. Okay, that's just an issue of percentages. And he says, okay, we're not worried that people are going to forget at Shabbos and take from the oil. But what about the first reason of the malacha didn't start yet? The Gemara says, oh, ya'us, Rabbi Yehuda kadaiti. Rabbi Yehuda is following his shita. Rabbi Yehuda amar, mashke tofeach chibur. Liquid can create a, or if something is moist, it could create a connection. What is that talking about? That's a Mishnah in Mikvaos. Right, you see this line in your commentary on the Yerushalmi, you have to know it's a Mishnah in Mikvaos. Mikvaos talks about if you have mikvahs that are connected to each other, if you have different bodies of water that have a line of liquid going from one to the other. So that would be able to be a connection. What's the case in the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah there? Great case. You have a mikvah that's exactly the amount of water that you need. 40 sa. Exactly. One person goes in. He comes out. If he comes out and leaves, then you know there's not 40 sa left because everybody goes out with some water on their body. So that's going to be a problem. But what happens if a person goes to the mikvah, one guy comes out, where the first guy is good, tar, because there were 40 sa. But the second one is already less than 40 sa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu raglav shel rishon nogos pamayim, if the first guy's feet are still in the mikvah, and there's water on him, right, on his chest, on his head, afasheni tar. That's okay. Because all the liquid is connected to each other. Right? And as long as the liquid on the body is connected to the liquid in the mikvah, then the second guy that goes in, it's still called 40 sa. So that's what the Gemara is quoting here. Rabbi Yehuda holds there in mikvos that as long as this liquid connecting is all viewed as one. So here too, the two oil containers, this liquid that's connecting, and therefore it's all viewed as one. We use that, by the way, that's called zochalin, hilchas mikvos, to connect different mikvos, to connect, let's say, the rainwater, which we're keeping in a kli that's not makabel tuma, and the mikvah water, which is mostly from the tap. So we use a couple of different, methods. Hashaka, zochalin is a principle that if water, flows onto a surface, it's absorbable surface, that it touches the two sides, that also can connect different containers. Okay. Tani, psila, achas, bishtei kosos, bishtei karas, bishtei tabchuyin. So if you have a similar type of case, the Braisa of it, you have a one wick that's connecting two cups, two bowls, two pots, aser, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Say machlokas. Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yehuda kedaite, Rabbi Yehuda amar, mashko tuvei chibur, as we just said. Okay. Next Mishnah, halachai. Hamachabe es haner. somebody has a candle. We've been talking about the possibility of putting out the candle. So now we're talking about what if somebody actually extinguishes, right? We know extinguishing is one of the 39 malachas. Somebody extinguishes the nair. Mipnei shehu misyare. But he is extinguishing it because he's nervous. Mipnei gayim. He's nervous that there's a danger. What's the issue of gayim? You see the carbon eda here. Kagon parsiyim. Right? The Persians. Shehaya lahem yom chag. Or right, there was a Persian holiday that they didn't allow any type of candles lit except in their base of Avodah Zarah. That's it, and that's the and that's why there's a danger. It's a danger for you to light the candles. That's why you want to. It's Shabbos, and like, oh my gosh, I forgot. It's the holiday. We better put it out. So that's goyim mipnei. So who's familiar with that reason? Right, Rashi Shabbos Chaf Aleph. Right, when the Gemara says there that the best place to light menorah, chanukiah, is by the door, says the Gemara. But once there's a sakana, we light it inside. We light it inside, that's what the Gemara says. Ubashah sakana manichal shulchan uvedayo. Rashi, sakana, shahaya lam leparsiyim chok biyom edam, shalo yavir ner el bebesav odazar shalohem. Do it again. So that's Rashi. Rashi quotes. Rashi in Shabbos chafal from a base. That's the carbonate that's based on. That's this danger of lighting. Mipnei listim, or because of robbers, or you think that there's less chance that robbers are going to come if there's no light. Mipnei ruach ra, or ruach ra. Right? There's some type of as we'll see, evil spirit. If you don't see it, then it's better. Rashi, the carbonator says, k'sheinei ro en noachla. Im b'shul achol shishan, or for a chola to be able to sleep better. In all these cases, Potter, you are Potter. We will see what the reason is. We'll see the Gemara is going to say there's an issue of possible bikoch nefesh here. So Potter might not only mean Potter, but that's the first case. Kechas al aner, kechas al hashemen, kechas al apsil chayev. But if you're extinguishing because you want to save the lamp, you don't want it to burn so much, and because after a lamp burns, it gets putrid, or you want to save some oil or the wick, then you're chayev. And that's a malacha. That's a malacha. And as we'll see, who this Tana holds like. Rabbi Yossi poter bakulan. Rabbi Yossi says in all these cases, poter. Even in the cases of you're extinguishing it for the nair and the shemen. Chutz min apsila, except where you are doing it to save the wick. You have a wick lit and you extinguish it. So then if you put that out, so then that's an isidar isa, mipnei shosa pecham. Because there you are extinguishing the wick in order to have the wick charcoaled, and you'll be able to use it better. What's Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi Shita is Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, a malacha shein tzricha leguf, is pater. Right? That is one of the major machlokos in this Masechta. A malacha only a malacha shein tzricha leguf is a major machlokos between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether you're chayev or pater. Rabbi Yehuda says chayev, Rabbi Shimon says pater. What is a malacha shein tzricha legufa? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. Many different permutations of what the shita is. The two most well-known shitas are Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, what is a malacha shein tzricha legufa? A malacha that is being done for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. That's it. So it's done for any different reason. So Tosfos on Shabbos, Daf Tzadi, Dalet, Amen Aleph, goes through 10 different cases. Big Tosfos here, and that is, why did they trap in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the animal. So if I trap in order so the animal doesn't bite me, that's going to be a totally different reason. Malacha shein tzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda says chayav, Rabbi Shimon says pater. If I take something out of the house, not because I want it in that other place, but because I just don't want it in my place, that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right, they used to take things out of the Mishkan because they wanted it there, not because they don't want it here. Right, so that's and many other examples. That's Tosfos. Rashi, and again, come out all these cases, it fits in also. Rashi says, different explanation. Nothing to do with the Mishkan. Birtsono lo hayabalo. I'd rather not be in this situation. I'm just trying to prevent something. I'm not trying to accomplish something. I'm trying to prevent. So here, I have a dead body in my house. The Kohanim cones are coming over for lunch on Shabbos. I don't want my house to be tummy. So I'm taking it out. So I'm trying to prevent the tumah from being here, and therefore the cones come. I want to prevent the animal from biting me. Nothing to do with the Mishkan. So in almost all the cases, you could work it out in terms of Malacha. So that's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rov Rishonim paskens like Rabbi Shimon. But that's the principle. See here too, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yossi is based on Rabbi Shimon. So in all these cases, you're extinguishing it not because you want it extinguished, but you want to prevent the loss of the oil. You want to prevent the loss. You do it for a different reason, except where the wick, you're creating something. By the wick, you're creating the charcoal, and therefore that's why that's going to be a malacha hatzricha legufa. So that's going to be, that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, is based on Rabbi Shimon. So I have to see that the Tanakhama then, if the Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says chayev, so why you putter in all those cases? Says, we'll see, because of the danger. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yari. Mibnei goyim v'chulu, Amr Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Mibnei goyim shel sakana, Mibnei listim shel sakana. What we're talking about here is, it's a bikoch nefesh. That's why, of course, you're allowed to do it. Right, you're putter, because there's a danger here. There's a danger to life here. And therefore, that's why you're putter. Meaning, the Tanakhama really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Malach HaShem Yisrich Legufa is Chayiv, Daraisa. So why is this not a Daraisa? Because Pekuach Nefesh. So the Gemara says, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, then it should say more than putter. Remember the three levels? Chayiv, putter, mutter. Chayiv is Daraisa. Putter is also Darabanan. Mutter is mutter. So Rabbi Yossi boy, im ipnei listin shal sakana, nesne mutter. It should be mutter, not just putter. So my answer is, you're right, Rabbi Banan, the Kesar, Mashir Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina, Mutter. The rabbis of Kesaria had that girsa. Mutter. So then the question is, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah had Bikuch Nefesh, what's the Chiddush? So the Ritva in Shabbos on this Mishnah, the Ritva on Daf Lamid, says, Vim Tomar, and the Bavli also says this. So Vim Tomar, Im Bechol, Ashishbo Sakana, Pshita to Mutter. This is not one of the big three. So it's not one of the big three. It's Shabbos. So it's important, but it's not one of the big three. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? We know from elsewhere that Yehari Valyavar is only by the big three. The Yeshlomar says the Ritva, a very important halacha lamaisa. The Ritva says, what if there's only a chance that this is going to help? Maybe it's not going to save a life. There's a chance. Maybe it won't help. It's still mutter. The heter of being Mechal Shabbos for a situation, Bikuach Nefesh, is not only if you know for sure that this will help. That's an important comment to the Ritva. Talk a mashmala, kiafa, bishadavar suffake im testalik asakana, bikibu yhaner, machabinoso, kiban shish kshash sakana balakaso. Since there's a kshash, sakana. Inami, or ashmi inan, or the other chiddush is to tell you, the bedavar shal sakana hazariz mishubach. Vein mamtina lachapus kli alaner. Or the Kiddush is that just do it as fast as you can, right? I'm going to go outside to look for a different cover to block the light, to carry it out. The fastest thing is just to put out the candle. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you do as fast as you can. You go, you don't have to. Time is of the essence, and therefore you don't have to try to look for other things. The Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah Halacha also says, maybe the Kiddush is, and this is also quoted by the by Shmir Shabbos and others, what if, especially the Chola case, what if this is not directly Vadai the cause to save his life? If somebody in the hospital and he's ill and he'd sleep better with the light off. He'd sleep better. But is it mamish going to make a difference in his life? Right? So the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha says, that's also allowed. That's also allowed. We know, Afila b'chola she'ein bo sakana, im arofi omer, shal yidei minias hashena, yisgaber olav acholi. What if a chola is a chola she'ein bo sakana? His life is not in danger. But the doctor says, if he doesn't sleep well, you know, he might bump up to the other category. You could do it. You could do it. Ef shosh yawadei sakana gamzeshari. So maybe that's an added chiddush here, that even if it's not directly connected. Fine. Says the Gemara, ma bein hamatzil mima shebener, ma bein hamatzil mima shebezayis. Meaning, is kechas alaner. I'm putting out the candle because I'm going to take some oil out. Is that really kibui? Is that really kibui? Isn't that like taking oil out of an olive on Shabbos? Not in a way of squeezing it. Just moving though. That's mutter. So here too, the Gemara is saying, is it really kibui? Is it really extinguishing by removing some oil? And the Gemara says, yes. Rabbanan tekeser b'shem Rabbi Shila dinava lo dome hamatzah migufesh opsila lamatzah chus migufesh opsila. Any oil that's connected, that's in that oil container right now, is ke'ilu, it's part of the one contraption, and if you take some out, it's going to be mechaba. It's going to be extinguishing. It's not like taking fuel out of an olive. No, any fuel that's in there is considered connected to the wick, and therefore it would be an issue of kibbutz. Amr Reb Yochanan, as we said, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Shem, Amru Davar Echad. Reb Yochanan says that Reb Yossi in our Mishnah is following the sheet of Reb Shimon. Kamad Reb Yossi Omer. Achi Yelot Sar Begufa Shapsila. Just like Reb Yossi says, you're not going to be chayiv unless it's Tzricha Legufa of the wick. Ken Reb Shimon Omer, Achi Yelot Sar Begufa Shaldavar. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Malacha Tzricha Legufa. Says Tzricha Legufa, that's a machlokas. Says the Gemara, Ma Islacha Tzarach Begufa Shapsila. But, so what is the Tzarach? Rabbi Yossi said, oh, if you're doing it for the wick to make it a little burned on the edge, so that's a need. How is that tzricha legufa? So Rabban at the case, Rabban Lazar, Rabban Chanina, shekein shamshe umnin, certain types of professionals, macharchen lein, like it singed. Right? We don't know exactly what type of professionals is being referred to here. But there are some type of professionals that like to have these wicks that are singed at the edge. We add in, right, we're gonna flip the girsa here. The next line should be, Mao, the next line, just flip the next two lines of the Gemara. Mao macharchon lein, befasvasin lei. What does the word macharchin mean? Chirachin means to singe. Kimad tema, like it says by Hananya Mishal Vazarya, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace in Sefer Daniel, viseyar resheon lo ischarech. Even their hair was not singed. It was not singed, and that was the shock that Nebuchadnezzar had, and he took him out. And so you see from there that Mecharchin means to be singed. Period. Good. Taman Tanina. Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on in Shabbos, Kol HaMekalkalin Peturin. Right? All Mekalkalin. Next rule. So what did we speak about so far? So this is another Yisod. Any act that is done in a destructive manner, Kol HaMekalkalin Peturin. That's what the Mishnah says on Daf Peches Amad Aleph later on in this Pesachta. Kol HaMekalkalin Peturin. Then we have the following line is not in the Mishnah, right? This is a machlokas, whether this is true. But the Gemara adds it in. Chutz min hamavir u'min ha'osa chabura. Right? This is a major machlokas tanoim. All destructive acts on Shabbos, if you do a malach in a destructive way, it's only asur d'rabanan, except for two. Mavir, fire, and chabura, chovel, wounding. Which malach is that? Good kasha, but major machlokas we've shown him, but now we'll just say chovels. Chovel is not one of the 39 malachas. So which one is it? There are various shittas in Rishonim. Which malacha is chovel? Is it shochet? Is it soveya? Is it dash? Three different shittas in the Rishonim. But for our purposes now, there is exceptions to the rule. There are two malachas that makalkel chayiv, even if it's destructive. Bar kapara amar no, afilu einot tzarech ladam, afilu einot tzarech leifer. Good. I'll just continue for now. Bar Kapara says, even if you have no purpose whatsoever, right? You're wounding, not because you have any need for the blood, or you're burning, you don't have any need for the ashes, right? There's Bar Kapara says, even if you have no need, which again, the Bavli talks about what the sources for this is. Oh, I'll just mention it now. One of them. Brismila. Brismila, Pashas, Zasar Mishum, Chavala. The Torah has to go out of its way to say that Brismila is Motar on Shabbos. Because I would have thought that it's Asr Daraisa. That's why the Pasuk has to tell me that it's Mutter, Mila Bizmana. But one second. That's Chavala. You don't want the blood, do you? You're just doing the mitzvah. A spiritual benefit is not called a benefit, Daraisa, on Shabbos. You want to say Midrabanan, you're being Mitar, the Kalim, like we said, but a spiritual benefit is not. So really, says Bar Kapara, so the fact that the Torah has to Matir, Grismila, means that even if you're wounding for no purpose of the wounding, it's still going to be asur daraisa. That's how you see chovel is asur daraisa without any need. And the same thing with havara. There's another source for baskoi. Rabbi Yochanan amar no, vushi itzarach ladam, vushi itzarach leifer. Rabbi Yochanan argues, says no. There has to be a basic purpose, and he argues on those other rayas that are brought. So that is the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan bar Kapara, whether the exceptions of Chovel and Mavir require some type of purpose or not. In the Brisa, in Maseches Shabbos, in the Bavli, there's two versions of whether these are exceptions. Because the Mishnah just says, Kol Mechaklam Turin. The Brisa says, Chutz Michov Lamavir. And the Gemara says, Machlokas are Peshitin and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi there says, we have no idea where this Machlokas is about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Is that quoted anywhere about Makalkel? So the Rishonim struggle and try to figure out, is this connected? Rashi has an unbelievably creative shot, somehow connecting this Machlokas of Makalkel, Chov Lamavir, to Melachah Jesu Yechligufa. And he connects those two, and therefore this Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that we're familiar with. That's why the Gemara there doesn't have to explain which Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, which we're not going to go into right now. But that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, though, just a little bit more. Masiz Abligar Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah in Bava Kama seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you do need a basic constructive need, right? What did the Brisa say? What's the Machlokas? Makalkel is Pater except for these two. Rabbi Yochanan says you need a little constructive purpose. You need something small. So the following Mishnah sounds like you don't need any constructive purpose. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Shorashi, look, as I got this Meshavas Chayef. If my ox lights, takes a match or something, somehow my ox lights your big pile of hay on Shabbos, I'm Chayef. Because that's Mamon Amazik. Nizkema, my animal did a damage on Shabbos, I'm Chayef. But for Hushi, look, as I got this Meshavas Pater. But if my, if I lit a fire on Shabbos and lit your Kiddush on fire, I'm Pater. Why? That's Kim Lebedramine, because I'm Chayav Misa. If I lit a fire on Shabbos, then I'm Pater for the Mammon. So the Gemara says, I assume we compare, it's somewhat the same type of case with the ox and the person. So Shorach, you look as I got this Shabbos Chayav. Lo Shalom Litzarech. Why is the ox lighting the fire? The ox doesn't need the ashes. Right, the ox not thinking. So obviously the ox is doing it for no constructive purpose whatsoever. So it must be you too. So you also are doing it for no constructive purpose, and yet you're only putter because of Kim Levidramine. Otherwise, you'd be chayef. So you see from there, even without any constructive purpose, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, that Mishnah says chayef. We'll have to stop here before we do the answer. We'll get into Kimle and other sugyas as well.